love it isn't hate, it's just indifference. So, yeah.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Broken Record. My name is Ellie, I'm your host, and that was just I Forgot That You Existed by the one and only Taylor Swift. And I thought that would be a great way to start off this episode because we are going to have a beautiful weekend this weekend in Seattle. It is going to be 70s, it's going to be sunny, and it's going to be really nice. So I thought it was only right that I play a bunch of songs from my spring playlist. So these songs, I mean, really it's my spring and summer playlist, but basically whenever there's nice weather, I have a playlist that I play when, like, I go driving and roll the windows down, and it's very fun, makes me feel like I'm in a movie, and I love all these songs, and I'm excited to share them with you. They're very fun, very, very, very catchy, and I love it all. So that was just I Forgot That You Existed by Taylor Swift off of her Lover album. And the next song I'm going to play, I'm excited to play for you. It is called Young Folks. And this song I actually was introduced to through Gossip Girl. Believe it or not, they play this song in the series. And I always think of Gossip Girl whenever I hear this song. It's very fun, very catchy. The whistling in this song is just so memorable, and you can recognize it anywhere. So next time you hear this song, know that it was in Gossip Girl. I don't know. No, I was going to say something, but I don't know. I didn't really have a clear thing to say. But either way, here's Young Folks by Peter Bjorn and John. Okay, that was just Young Folks by Peter Bjorn and John, and I love that song. I think it's very fun, very much reminds me of, like, Summer in the City, which goes hand in hand with Gossip Girl, which is where I discovered this song from. And the next song I'm going to play, I also discovered from a TV show, but it is not Gossip Girl. It is a different TV show. It is called Outer Banks, and I believe it was in season 2 that this song was played in, and I love this song. I think it's so fun, and I think that Outer Banks has a really good music score. I was gonna say music score, but I think music score is when, like, music is composed specifically for a film or a TV show, and that's not what I'm referencing here. Soundtrack? I think soundtrack is the right word. But they have very good music in Outer Banks, and I was introduced to a lot of songs through that show, and this is one of them. I love it so much. It makes me just, I don't know, it just feels so good, and, like, I can picture the scene when this song was played in the show, and it's just very magical, very special, and it is a really good song. So here is Sold Out of Love by The Nude Party. I love that song so much. Sold Out of Love is such a good song. It's very well produced. I just, everything about it, I'm obsessed with. The next song I'm going to play is kind of in that same vibe slash genre. These are a little more surf rock, but I love them so much. I went to see them in concert a couple months ago, and it is called Sunroom, or the band is called Sunroom that I went to go see. And the song I'm going to play is called I Want You. I love Sunroom. I think they're super fun, and I love the vibe of their music, and yeah, there's nothing really more I can say. I'm just excited for you to hear this next song. It is called I Want You. I think that song is so fun. I love the, like, rhythm, melody they say, I Want You, they sing I Want You in. I think it's so fun and so catchy. And it just reminds me of summer. It reminds me of just driving around when it's warm out and just, like, you're just so happy. So, I don't know. I love that song. And the next song I'm going to play, I love so much. I think it's so fun and funny, and just, it just makes me really happy and it makes me smile. It is from Kelsea Ballerini. She's a country musician who I love. And this song is one of my favorites. I was going to say it's my favorite, but I have another one that I also love. But If You Go Down, I'm Going Down Too. I love this song so much. It's so fun, and it makes me so happy, and I'm so excited to play it for you. So here is If You Go Down, I'm Going Down Too by Kelsea Ballerini. I love that song so much. It's so good. I love the harmonies. I love the guitar. I want to learn how to play that song on guitar. Just everything about it is so fun. And the lyrics are hilarious. I just, If You Go Down, I'm Going Down Too is in my top two for Kelsea Ballerini songs. She's incredible. And I love that song so much. It's so fun. And it just makes me feel so happy, and I love it, and it makes me just want to dance around and, like, scream the lyrics at the top of my lungs. It's so fun, so fun, and I love it. So, yeah, that was just If You Go Down, I'm Going Down Too, and the next song I'm going to play is probably a classic summer song for a lot of teenagers, and, or at least I think it is. I feel like it's a very popular song, but it might just be my perception of things. It's a very good song. I love listening to it. It is by Dayglow, and it is called Can I Call You Tonight? Very fun song. I love the production on that song. It's so fun, and I just love listening to it. That one, I feel like specifically, is a really good, like, feel like you're in a movie song. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but just, like, you get that feeling where, like, if there was a movie where you were driving in your car on the highway with the windows down with your friends, like, that's the song that would be playing over it. Right? Like, there's just, a, like, a certain feeling you get with songs where you're like, this would be amazing in a movie. And I get that feeling for Can I Call You Tonight. I just have to say it. I do. And the next song I'm going to play is actually in honor of my dad, because my dad and I, and basically, well, my whole family are, like, huge boaters. We love wake surfing, and my dad, we all get very picky about what music we play when we're surfing. Like, we want something we can, like, sing along to and dance to. And so my dad, he has had the same artist that he plays, like, for years and years and years. It is always the same artist, the same, like, five or six songs. And meanwhile, like, everyone else, like, kind of, like, just, like, changes, like, whatever the vibe is, or, like, oh, I want to hear Taylor Swift today, or I'm feeling more like 80s music today. Like, we usually change it up a little bit, but my dad, without fail, will only listen to this artist when he's wake surfing. And so I had to put in a song for him, because it's not warm weather without boating, and it's not summer without Bruno Mars. So here is 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars in honor of my father, because he more than likely will be wake surfing to this song in the coming months. So here it is, 24 Karat Magic. So that was just 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars for my dad, because big boaters, he loves listening to that song. Well, listening to any Bruno Mars, really, or, like, upbeat Bruno Mars in just in the summer and when we're boating, and it's super fun, and I had to throw a song in there for my dad. And the next song we're going to play is one of my favorite songs. I got into it last summer, and I love it so much. It makes me so happy, and again, it's just one of those ones where, like, it's either, like, a movie that you're going to be in, or, like, it's just, like, a cathartic, like, scream it and you just feel so good type of song. But, yeah, I'm so excited to play this. Here is Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. I love that song so much. Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. It's a little bit of a tongue twister, I'm not gonna lie. When you're singing it, I feel like it's a little bit easier, but I just love that song. It's so fun, so happy. The music in it is just beautiful. Like, all of these songs just make me smile and giggle and kick my feet. Like, they're just so fun, and I love listening to them. So the next song I'm going to play is in honor of my sister and my mother, because they both love this band that I'm about to play. My sister actually had the opportunity to interview the lead singer of this band, so that was really cool. And again, it's just a great summer song. In this song specifically, I love the harmonies, I love the lyrics, like, it's just so fun, I love it. It is called Driving Around, and it is by Little Big Town, and my sister got to interview Kimberly, and she was so sweet, so fun, and I am so excited to play this. Here is Driving Around by Little Big Town.
Driving around, just me and all my best friends.
That was just Driving Around by Little Big Town, and I'm so excited to play the next song. We have two more songs left, and they're going to be amazing and so fun to listen to. The next song is actually from, I believe, the Minions movie. It's either one of the Minions movies or one of the Despicable Me movies, but I love it so much. It got popular 2 years ago, last year? I think it was last year, but I love listening to it. It makes me so happy. It is by Pharrell Williams, and it is called Just a Cloud Away. All right, that was just a cloud away, and now it is time for our last song, unfortunately. I have a lot more I could have played, but I feel like this is a great one to end off in, because it is by the one and only iconic Joni Mitchell, and we just have to play some Joni. So here is Big Yellow Taxi. Okay, that was just Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Broken Record. My name is Ellie. I'm the host of the show you're currently listening to. It is on every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on 88.9 The Bridge. And if you can't make it then, that's okay. You can search up KMIH Broken Record on any podcast streaming platform, and you will be able to find me and all previous episodes, and you can give them a listen. So, thank you so much for listening. Keep on tuning in to 88.9 The Bridge.